This is where you normally would hear some music.
But you can sing.
Apparently the band's on strike. There they are. Welcome to our test show. Had it been an actual broadcast, you would have heard the music when it was supposed to start. And this is the Wintrust Business Lunch. I'm Bob Sirott.
I'm Marianne Murciano. Hello there on this beautiful Friday.
Coming up in this hour, we'll get the lowdown on Lollapalooza parties with Billy Deck. We will also find out what Facebook is doing to keep you safer. And we'll check on social media with our friend Scott Kleinberg. That and more on the way. First up, Johnny Jett, proprietor of JohnnyJett.com. Where in the world are you, Johnny?
Hey, you guys, I'm in Connecticut visiting my dad.
Well, you're a good son, aren't you?
How's it going there in air traffic?
Air traffic is, I don't know how the air traffic, New York's never good for air traffic. We're right outside New York City, 42 miles away, so.
By the way, what's it going to do to travel in the U.S. when they start ripping up LaGuardia?
You know, I think it will be, hopefully it won't affect the runways at first. So, I don't know how much worse it could get because, you know, the New York airports, and unfortunately, Chicago airports, or especially ORD, is not very good either. So I try and avoid all of them, or I go at off-peak times. So don't ever do it when it's late in the evening when all the business travelers are leaving, and don't do it when it's raining or a storm.
I want to know, Johnny, about this unadvertised fare sale that's going on with American Airlines. Come on, I almost don't want to talk about it on the radio before I actually go online and see what it is. I don't want everything to run out. What's going on?
You know what? I haven't checked this morning. Last night there were still deals, but you could fly Chicago to New York round trip for $75. Round trip. I actually bought a ticket from New York to Dallas for $80 round trip.
What are the specs on that?
It's just, you go to AA.com and it's just straight up. Just certain cities, they have these deals. So Los Angeles to Baltimore or D.C. was $149 round trip. I mean, that's incredible prices.
And do you have to do it? I'm sorry.
You have to do it through, you have to do it usually it was September through November travel.
Okay.
But
I want to ask you a story in the Wall Street Journal. Airline upgrades to reach economy passengers. Several carriers have quietly restored or added a few creature comforts in economy class. In June, United started serving free beer and wine in economy on transcontinental flights, and American restored free drinks on transcontinental economy a couple of years ago. So did Delta. This month, United introduced the chef-designed bistro onboard menus. So what's going on? And hopefully this will be a growing trend. Is it, Johnny?
Well, it could only be growing because, you know, the airlines, their food, especially in economy, first of all, they got rid of it. I'm not sure if that was a bad thing because most people were really complaining how bad the food was. And so what I've seen the trend is that the airports, especially Chicago has one of the best restaurants. Rick Bayless's Frontera. I love that place.
It's getting better here.
So the airports have definitely gotten better in their food. So the airlines have caught on, saying, "Hey, we don't want to lose that money. Why should people go to these other restaurants? So let's try and entice or improve our offering." So I think it could be a growing trend, but I'd rather have food from a restaurant and eat it in the airport. And I try not to bring stinky food on the plane, by the way. That's a good tip for everyone.
Johnny, you have some travel tips that include using your personal hotspot for Wi-Fi. How do we do that?
So, you know, it all depends on your carrier, and it doesn't work internationally. But if you're traveling domestically, if you have a smartphone, like I have an iPhone 6, but, you know, I had an Android, and there's a personal hotspot or a tether. And if you just hit it, turn it on, you can tether your computer or anyone else's near you. There's a password protected, so you can change the password and give it to your friends or family. That way you don't have to pay for the hotel's expensive Wi-Fi. But you got to make sure that you're not going to get billed for it. So call your carrier. I have T-Mobile, and they do not charge for that. But I would just double check because make sure it's a different plan than mine. But I'm pretty sure all T-Mobile plans, they include a few gigabytes a month. But it's a great way to save money. I'm connected to my laptop on planes, not on planes, in the airports, hotels, trains, buses. It's great.
So that means that you're paying for it because you're using it on your laptop, but you're just not paying for it twice. Is that what you're saying?
No. So your phone acts as a router, basically. So you can just, it turns it into a hotspot. And what you do, you turn your phone on, and it allows the computer to get your cell signal internet. So then you can just cruise. I mean, the internet's sometimes faster on the hotspot if you have full bars than it is in a hotel. And it's, and you know, especially when hotels are charging.
Johnny, there was a story this week about the TSA and the pre-check program. I'm still trying to understand this. Are they thinking about, and lately there are random, you randomly would get pre-check stamped on your boarding pass and be allowed to go through it. They want to hook you on that so you sign up for it. Are they thinking of changing that some way?
Well, supposedly, TSA PreCheck is the best. If you travel a lot, as you know, you don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take your jacket off, your laptop out. You don't have to take your liquids out of the bag. And you just cruise right through. Mm-hmm. So what they were doing is they were giving random people who they thought were low risk, you know, this TSA PreCheck. One reason, the real reason why they're doing it, I believe, is because the government had to show a certain amount of people were going through it. Mm-hmm. And so not enough people signed up, so they started giving it to random people. But then all these other people would get upset because there was now a line in this TSA pre-check line, and people didn't know how to, you know, they kept taking their shoes off, their jackets, and it would take forever. So now they're cracking down, and they say they're not going to do that. And more people have signed up. So it usually costs $99 for 5 years. But the secret is to get global entry. So if you ever travel internationally, you get global entry, and you don't have to wait when you're going through immigration when you return home, and that includes TSA PreCheck.
So the freebie time is ending, I guess, huh?
Well, it was supposed to end already.
Okay.
I still see people getting it.
All right.
And how do you get it again?
Well, you have to sign up. Just Google TSA PreCheck.
Okay.
You'll see it, but the better way to do it is global entry. If you do any international travel, even once a year, and it's good for 5 years. And
all right.
$99.
Perfect.
You go back to being a good son now, and we'll go back to the Wintrust Business Lunch Hour. Thanks, as always.
Right.
It's JohnnyJet.com for more. Thanks, John. See ya. John Carpenter's here from the Tribune's Blue Sky Innovation Department. How you doing, John?
Hi, John.
Doing good. How are you?
We want to hear about this new food delivery service that you've been reporting on.
Well, Groupon, you know, one of the great Chicago tech success stories, has gone into the food delivery business. They bought a company called To-Go, and they're launching it with an interesting promotion. They've been running it sort of in beta, so testing it, and now they're ready to roll it out this week. And they're offering a prize to a sweepstakes winner. Coach Mike Ditka will deliver the meal for you. And I think he's actually going to deliver like a catered meal from Ditka's restaurant. But I kind of like the juxtaposition of like high tech and Coach Ditka. Who,
that's perfect. I want a Ditka meal delivered. The food there is so good.
Yeah.
I want it delivered.
I wouldn't mind just having Coach Ditka stand at my door and say, hi, here's your food.
Yeah, and rough you up a little bit before he feeds you. There's a new startup that may save us some money when it comes to airport parking. And when would this happen?
Well, it's happening now, but you know, it's one of those startups that they're operating out of a parking lot at a Best Western hotel near O'Hare. It's a ride sharing, and I'm making the quotation signs. The idea is that you take your, instead of just going and paying to park your car at the airport, you take your car, you hand it over to these guys, and they'll rent it out.
They'll rent out your car.
And
this is worse than having a valet park your car.
I know. Well, and all, you know, a lot of people are uncomfortable with Airbnb because they don't want to turn their house over to somebody. But the idea is that they're gonna rent it out, and so you do not You don't pay any money for parking, which parking at O'Hare can be, you know, pretty expensive if you're going away for 3 or 4 days. And you may make a little bit of money. They pay you like between 10 and 40 cents a mile if your car gets rented. But even if it doesn't get rented, you don't pay to park, and they're going to wash it for you. So it's one of these that I'm a little skeptical of, because I'm not sure I would want to give my car away to a total stranger. But on the other hand, especially if you're a regular traveler who frequently pays 60 or 70 bucks for 3 or 4 days of parking at O'Hare, it's not a bad deal.
I mean, my super, super, super old car, which is 15 years old,
yeah.
I wouldn't
Stop
mind.
Stop complaining.
I wouldn't mind somebody using my car.
Right.
But if I had a brand new car, I don't know how I would feel about somebody, possibly putting a dent in it and whatever.
That's the way I feel. I think there probably are people who don't feel as much ownership of their car, maybe, or just more comfortable with this whole sort of sharing economy. But it's ultimately, if it's successful, there's a fewer cars on the road because we're maximizing the use out of each car.
And I wonder how last minute you can do this, because I can just see driving to the airport, getting there super late and thinking, I don't have time to park.
Yeah.
Can you call them?
It's Flight Car. I'm not sure. I would imagine you would email them, but the company's called Flight Car. I'm sure you can find them online. But that's another option. If you're running late, you just pull it over, hand it over to them, and off you go.
By the way, all new cars should come pre-dented.
Yeah.
That would alleviate a lot of aggravation.
Yeah, right. And,
Motorola has announced 3 new phones. I didn't even know they were still in this business.
Yeah,
what are they doing?
Well, there's 2 new models and 1 sort of beefed up model. One is the Moto X, and then 2... one is the Moto G, and then they have 2 new versions of the Moto X. It's a longer battery life. It's a little more durable. But to me, one of the sort of interesting trends is they're beefing up the personalization of it. You can go to a special part of their site and do all kinds of custom things to your phone. You can give it like a faux wood back. You can change the colors. And to me, it's kind of a reflection of how the phone has become less of just a little digital tool and more like your purse or like your briefcase or a real extension of your style and your personality. I mean, people manifest it usually with their cases. Some people have goofy, funny, whimsical cases. Other people have super durable cases because they want people to think they're mountain climbers or something. But take this Moto X and make it uniquely yours.
People can't put their phones down, Marianne.
Yes.
Can they?
No,
it's
Bob.
John Carpenter covering the culture of the new economy for the Tribune. Thanks as always, John.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Sponsored by Elk Grove Village.
Market metrics and the latest headlines. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
Let's spend a few minutes with the CEO and founder of Rocket Ranch Productions, Billy Deck. And you've been hanging around Sunda Underground, the club, Bottle Fork. If you have, you have run into Billy, and he runs into everybody. And this weekend,
I run into everybody.
It's Lollapalooza.
I physically will run. Careful. I might run into you.
If anybody knows about the parties, which are a big part of this, it's not just the concerts,
yeah.
It's you. So fill us in. Well, what do we need to know?
Well, there's 130 bands playing in the next 3 days? So you have a tremendous amount of energy and events that are happening not only on the 8 stages in front of the 300,000 people in Grant Park, but afterwards. And you see them actually now, they're starting to post on like Twitter and Facebook that they're having lunch at this local place, and they're then going to dinner, and then they're going to have late night parties at different clubs, different bars. We have a couple. We have Wyclef tonight and some other really great performers at the Underground.
Wyclef,
the Fugees, remember from back in the day?
And if people want to go to that, how do they do it?
Well, they can just go. It's actually really tough because, again, there's 300,000 people. And by the way, those 300,000 people in from Malala, 80% are from out of town. So you have a tremendous amount of volume here, all looking to go out to all the restaurants. So the best thing to do is, call, walk into restaurants, go to clubs early and try to get on the list to come back later, and then always go to the website. And if it's any of my places, actually hit me on Twitter or Facebook. I kind of just make that happen sometimes.
And your places are Sunda, Rocket.
Sunda, Rocket, Rocket Burger Bar, Underground, Bottle Fork, The Duck Inn, the new place in Bridgeport.
Yeah. I personally have been contacted by like three people who are coming in from out of town. Just where do I eat?
Where do I
eat? That's all they're asking. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Chicago is now a culinary, hotspot in the entire world. I mean, we've always known it was great, but it's interesting to see people coming in. And that actually is one of the reasons why that people are like, tipping the scale and saying, yes, let's pay for that extra X amount of dollars that it would cost for that flight and that, extra money on the hotel because of the overcapacity, because it is not only Lala, but it's the restaurant scene, the architectural scene. It's all these things that Chicago kind of throws in.
And how much does it mean to our city's economy?
Oh, my gosh. So if you think about 300,000 people, 80% plus all the extra
80%
tourists. 80%
tourists.
There are studies that say that it brings $85 million to the city a year. And then you also have the people who run Lollapalooza donating $3 million to our park beautification efforts and stuff like that. And I think that's actually on top of fixing whatever happens if it rains and it gets muddy and stuff like that.
So don't get too disturbed with anybody messing up the park or with the traffic jams, because we all benefit, don't we?
$85 million directly to all sorts of people, from cab drivers to people that deliver food, and obviously the hotels and restaurants. But also, it I think really does a ton for our brand image and our reputation worldwide, because these performers come and they're influencers with millions and millions of followers, capturing this excitement on Twitter and Facebook, and recently a lot on Snapchat. By the way, we were talking about Snapchat.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I just did 24 hours. I had a dance battle with Jennifer Hudson last night, Oscar.
I know, I
winner.
Saw that.
It was amazing. And then I did a 5K run with Kevin Hart. There's all these celebrities in town. This is a great time.
I took out the garbage last night.
Okay, so really, how do people follow you on Snapchat?
Yeah, it's Billy Deck Live on Snapchat, but everything else is just Billy Deck, and it's DEC is my last name.
All right, and I just followed you, and I am Havana Girl on Snapchat, and I know you're following me too, but you're going to run into a lot more people than I am. Right now, you're shooting me on Snapchat, and I'm so backlit.
I am.
I'm all about the light.
It's all about Snapchat.
Billy,
this weekend.
You mentioned you're on social media, and people can contact you and find out what's going on with Lollapalooza and Lollapalooza parties. And I know you have a million different addresses and Facebook and Twitter and email, but what's the easiest that people could remember and actually get into a dialogue with you?
So that would be my personal cell phone, and that number is... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I would say that I'm most active and up to date with Twitter, and I actually have gone back and forth. There's a way to direct message, and then I can get them to their table quickly.
But if people follow you, you're going to be tweeting out information just at Billy Deck.
At Billy Deck, yes.
DEC.
Yes, and that's or RocketRanch.com is like the hub of all our restaurants. RocketRanch.com.
And so, how is it that you manage to always be in every picture with every single celebrity that's in town? And you don't miss any. And then I find out that they were at your restaurant, and I'm like, wait, Billy should have called us.
I would say two things. One, I have an amazing team of 650 people at Rocket Ranch Productions and all our restaurants that make things work really well, and then fortunately allow me to be out and about and then, at different events. And the second one is that Chicago's a relationship-based city. I've been doing this for, since I was 19, working the door at Shelter back in the day, and really it's just being a host to people who are visiting the city in the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, probably by now. And some turn out to be actors and basketball players and this, that, and the other. And I treat them like everyone else. I just want to make sure they're having the best time ever in our city.
And I've seen you in action. Don't tell me you were a bouncer at one time, were you?
I was a bouncer.
You were?
I was not the biggest bouncer. That's why they put me out front. And
you
that's
don't look
when
like
I,
a bouncer. You just look like you're very fit.
Well, back in the day, I had like bouncer face, and that like went a long way. But yeah, they put me out front because I actually like to talk to people, and I was a good greeter.
Who's going to get Paul McCartney into their restaurant? What do you think?
I am going to randomly tell you that I think it'll be like a Spiaggia or something. Someone with like a lot of kind of old school fine dining credibility and always a sure shot, wonderful place to have a chill Great view.
Then again, Saturday, Metallica, they may be at a different kind of spot.
They might be at Akuma's Corner or something like
yeah,
that, you know?
Exactly.
But I will tell you, in past Lollapalooza years, it's always been, of all our places, it's always Sunda. Not too much, sometimes Rocket, but definitely Sunda.
Sunda's such a happening place, loud, everybody's there. Yeah. Also, people are asking about pizza places because they're coming in. Chicago is so well known for pizza, and people
I think people are going to hate me for this, but I actually divert them when I get that question because I think Chicago has a tremendous amount to offer outside of pizza. So when people say, where do I get pizza? I say, well, we have all this amazing stuff and talent. But if I have to say it, it's to me, if you're asking, it's Pequod's in Lincoln Park. I just like mix it up, you know, and I think they're really kind of unique.
Ever try a super thin pizza in one of the neighborhood joints? Because there's so many of them, like Marie's Pizza and Liquors on Lawrence. Check it out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hasn't changed in 100 years. It's so out of it, it's in.
I think people will hate me too because I actually am a fan of thin pizza as well.
Love
and
that.
And I'm a born and raised Chicagoan. I basically love all.
Yeah.
I love all food and I love all kinds of
places. We love you, Billy Deck, at Billy Deck on Twitter, and enjoy the weekend. There's so much going on. Thanks.
I'll bump into you all soon, literally.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, Billy.
Looking for your next credit card or loan? Make sure to go to wallethub.com first to compare your options for free.
More on the Wintrust Business Lunch coming up on 720 WGN.
Let's get to the business of social media. Scott Kleinberg is here. He writes the social column for the Tribune, and he's telling us Facebook is doing more to keep us all safe.
Yes, they have this thing called a security checkup. They do this every once in a while, but this one seems to be the most complete and the nicest one. It's going to pop up at the top of your newsfeed sometime in the next month or so, probably on your desktop first before your mobile phone, and it's going to walk you through three steps to make sure that your account is as secure as it can possibly be. So first, it's going to look and make sure that you're not logged into different computers and places that you forgot about and maybe want to log out of. It's going to let you know if anybody else has tried to log into your account, which is obviously a very, very useful thing. And then it's going to give you some tips to make a better password, because a lot of people have 1, 2, 3, 4 for passwords, and they are trying to fight that.
As well they should.
Yes.
Really, who has 1, 2, 3, 4 for a password?
There are a lot of people, yes. Scary, but true.
And they've got some sort of drone fleet.
Yeah. They've been talking about this for a while, but they finally released more information on it. Their drone idea is to bring internet to places around the world that can't get it in any other way, where wiring is a problem. So
how does this work, though? I'm not sure I understand.
The drone is the size of a Boeing 737, and it's lifted up by helium balloons. So it's like a thing from like Up the Movie kind of thing. And it's like a 1,000-pound drone, and it can provide internet service for people in a 50-mile radius. It lasts for like 3 months, and then it comes down, then it goes back up.
So it just hovers?
Yep.
Through weather, through...
That's part of the thing, getting it to be able to work through weather.
And then it comes down. Well, why not just make it a satellite? Wouldn't a satellite be a lot easier?
I think the difference is it's closer, so it's able to provide more reliable service if it's closer to Earth rather than being high above. At least that's how I understood it. But it's pretty amazing. And the planes, they named it Aquila, which is Latin for eagle. I thought that was really cool.
And so it's a fleet. It's not just one drone, right?
They're planning on having more than one eventually. So, yes, eventually
it'll be a fleet.
Maybe
we'll have economy prices from Chicago to New York and Los Angeles.
There you go.
That just seems so like old-fashioned to me, like something that is floating on top of balloons.
But I think in this case, old-fashioned works to the advantage. I think it's one of those things where you can do it in a very high-tech way, and this is certainly a high-tech way. But I think it's pretty fascinating considering the area of the world they want to be in.
It's pretty fascinating to learn about what Amazon is doing all the time. And they've got these dash buttons now.
Yes.
Describe this.
This is a temporary button that you stick around your kitchen or in your laundry. laundry room, and there may be one for like Tide. So when you run out of the detergent, you press the button and it automatically goes to your Amazon account and it automatically orders Tide for you.
So it's a button you stick on?
It's a button that has Velcro kind of thing, and you stick it. So
About old-fashioned.
I know.
That's super
that is
old-fashioned.
Wild, because right now, what I do is I just open up my Amazon app, hit scan, and before I can even blink, it's already taken a picture, scanned it, brought the product up, and the price, the choices, it's unbelievable.
And personally, I think that is enough, and I think that's amazing. This is that much faster, because you literally press the button and it orders for you. It's linked to your account, it knows your shipping preferences, it's automatically linked and ready to go.
And also it's marketing, because then anybody who comes to your house and sees that and wants to know, what are these buttons? And then all of a sudden it becomes like a cool thing.
Yes, and everybody got excited because there's a mac and cheese one. And they call it the limited edition mac and cheese. I bet you it becomes more than limited edition.
Yeah. And Scott, give us a quick thumbs up or thumbs down on Twitter's new app in Windows 10.
From everything that I have heard, it is a big thumbs up. It looks like a much more modern app. And in the past, that's one of the things people have complained about with Twitter and PCs, that it's not modern, not up to date. And Windows 10 is all about being up to date. And the reaction on social media has been very positive.
So it's only on PCs, not on Apple products, right?
Well, right. This particular app is just for Windows 10. There are certainly, you know, Mac versions that are similar and probably good too, but this finally brings everybody to the same level playing field.
Okay. If you do it, then we'll give it a thumbs up. Thank you, Scott Kleinberg. Have a good weekend.
You have a great weekend too.